Good afternoon. Welcome to the July 2nd, 2025 Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee. Roll call.
Chair Hansett.
Present.
Deputy Chair Hewitt.
Here.
Legislator Clinton.
Here.
Legislator Levine. Legislator Maloney, Legislator McCullough, and Legislator Walz.
Very good. Can we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so can we get approval of the June 4th, 2025 regular meeting minutes? Is there any discussion or questions? Okay, motion to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, minutes approved. We're going to do department head updates, and we're going to start with emergency management. Director Erickson, please.
Good afternoon. Thank you. It's really loud. Very loud. So the 911 calls for the month of June, 5,699. 10-digit calls, 4,991. That's an increase of 11%. We normally see an increase in the summer with 911 calls, and same thing with incidents. EMS 2,308, fire 1,913, and police 4,571. So that's all tracks for the summer. Our capital projects are moving forward. One of the big ones that we have going on too right now is our the EMS $500,000 grant. We've been receiving that grant application is currently open to the local agencies. It closes, I believe, July 18th. And so far, that's a $500,000 capital program. And there's been requests for over $400,000 worth of equipment so far. So that's going to be, and they all qualify. So, we'll be definitely helping out there. That's really it, unless there's any specific questions.
What's the primary reason for the increase in calls in the summer?
So we just see an increase in number of people that come into the county. And, you know, we see different communities that have an increase in population as well. A lot of tourism in Ulster County. So that's really the reasons.
Thank you.
Okay. Department of Probation, Director Nakarado.
Thank you. We have, I want to thank both the county and the legislature. They're moving forward with revamping our HVAC in our building. Slow going, and we're not expecting it to be finished until November, but at least it's light at the end of the tunnel, so thank you for that. We were recently received approval from the Office of Victim Services. It's a large grant. It's usually a three-year grant. We were a little concerned with some of the, you know, funding. They did take a big hit, I believe, from the federal government. So we took a hit, but we got approved, and we just got that notice. So it is less than what we had hoped for, but it's still, we still have some funding coming in, which is really good. And just we're dealing with, like most people, lots of vacancies. I've had two people medical, two maternity leaves, three retirements in the past 3 months. So all of officers. So we're very short staffed right now. So we're working on filling those. And that's it.
Thank you. From the District Attorney's Office, Saj Ahmed.
Hi, everyone. So our big news is that we are finally in the process of moving into our new building. Movers were in today, and I am so excited to say that something has come to a completion, it seems, knock on wood. So I think the office, and apologies to Deputy County Exec Jamie Capuano, she might know, but it seems like by the end of the month, we'll all finally be under one roof, which was a big part of the DA's mission statement. And it's nice that within the space of 18 months, we were able to finally accomplish that. And that is a huge testament to each and every person in this room, especially our legislators who worked on it, and especially our county exec side and all of the line departments that are assisting with that. It is not an easy task. You guys were over in our office. You saw, I think the DA himself brought the volume of paper on one case. So we're thankful for that. We had some notable cases that are all, you know, published on our Facebook. I have with me today four of our summer interns. We have a big class that is also a huge testament to the legislature and the county exec. It was a resolution that did go through this year for it's funded through Division of Criminal Justice Services. And we have representation from all over the county. And that moves me to my next update, which they are working on the launch of another part of the DA's mission and goals, was his One Life Only program. We've talked a little bit about it in this room, but the launch event for that is going to be on September 6th, 2025 at Deed Stadium. It's going to have law enforcement participation, community groups, a lot of the law enforcement community do backpack giveaways and things like that. So it will be the launch of this program. And then thereafter, we are going to stand up a program that goes out to the schools. It's something that I would go regularly to the school safety board meetings and gotten to know a lot of the administration. So we're really excited about that. The legislators and the county exec side will get a formal invitation to that, and we are working with the Youth Bureau on that. Other than that, we join in Director Naccarato's need, where we have a lot of vacancies. We're working on filling them. If you know of anyone who has interested in prosecutorial work that is an attorney, please let us know. And I will be making some remarks at the end, and I'll keep them very brief so we can get out of here. But it is likely to be my last, it's not likely, it is my last appearance at this meeting in my capacity as the administrative ADA for the office. I'm going to be moving on to the New York State Commission on Ethics and Lobbying in Government next month.
Legislative Hewitt. I saw the reams of paper that is used, and I'm wondering, I know the executive branch and legislative branch have to use 100% recycled paper. Are you required to use 100% recycled?
We have moved to the recycled paper. It's been a little bit of a pain point because sometimes the feed, it gets a little bit messed up, but we are using it. We've adapted. So we are under all of the sustainable Ulster, you know, purchasing policies.
Thank you.
Just please note that Legislator Levine is now present. And also, can your interns just stand up and introduce themselves and tell us where you're from, please?
I'm Abe Weedekiller. I'm from New Paltz. John Perzi. I'm from Montana.
Ari Sickler Avery. I'm from Chief Abbey. I'm from Fort Yam.
Welcome. Thank you. Let's see, from the Ulster County Sheriff's Department under Sheriff Mullins.
Good evening. So the sheriff is proud to announce that he has his 2024 annual report out. I have some more copies at the office. I have one extra one. I gave Chair Hansett one tonight. So if anyone wants to see it, pretty much outlines 2024, all our goals, accomplishments, and you know, members that retired and got promoted. And it's a great little book. So I'll get you all a copy at some point. Lieutenant Colin Reynolds is here with me tonight. He did a great job in putting this all together. He designed the whole thing and brought it for printing, so he did a great job. It's a great job, Colin. Also, I want to talk about Colin Reynolds. He graduated from the FBI National Academy last month, a prestigious academy in Quantico, Virginia. He's obviously up and coming and doing a great job, so we're really proud of him and his achievements there. I'll just touch on the Evolve body scanner that we're in contract with for the lobby of the county office building. It's in contracts and we're working on it. We're just waiting for that to finalize. I'm hoping to have it by next month, but I'll keep you guys all in the loop on that. And that's all I have. Anyone has any questions? I want to congratulate Saja on your movement. And we really appreciate all you've done for the sheriff's office and good luck in your future. And if you ever need anything, we're always going to be here for you.
Thank you. Legislator Levine, would you like to have your vote recorded for the minutes?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would. My vote in the minutes would be aye.
Thank you.
Have a question for
sheriff. Yes.
I'm wondering if the sheriff's office is required to do the annual report every year. Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes, we are.
Yes, and the annual report has been emailed out to you. But again, there are some hard copies, which are they're nice. There are a lot of nice photos and information in there if anybody wants one. County Exec Office, Jamie, would you like to say anything about tonight?
Sure, thank you. So the County Executive Office, we've kicked off our Safe Start to Summer program. Again, this is a program initiative really focusing on the Schools Out campaign, trying to make sure people are aware, school's out, more children are out and about, watch for bicycles, your normal safety and pedestrian access and road access. So we've kicked off that campaign. We're excited to get that one up and running again. We're working with the sheriff. We're working with local PD offices as well to really push this campaign out. So any questions, let us know. If anyone has any towns that are interested in learning more, we're happy to provide information, get on calls, and discuss what we're looking to do this one with this one.
Thank you. All right. We will move on to resolutions at this point in the meeting. So we have resolution number 245, calling for enhanced security measures, including magnetometers and airport-style screening at the Ulster County office building during all hours of public access.
Madam Chair, if I could call for a postponement on that, I'd appreciate it.
Second. All those in favor of postponement?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, motion is for postponement. Resolution number 354, appointing members to the Ulster County Fire Advisory Board. We have two appointments, David Allen, City of Kingston, and Donald Strauss, Town of Plattekill.
I'll make the motion to adopt.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 355, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a contract with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services Department of Probation. Director Naccarato?
Yes, this is for the fiscal year of 2024 to 2025. The state's always a year behind, but it's just to do a contract for our Raise the Age funding.
And that's an annual grant?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion or questions? Motion to adopt the resolution? Clinton, second. McCullough. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. Resolution number 356, 357, and 358 are authorizing the execution of contracts for providing school resource officers in Kingston, Onteora, and Roundout Valley. I'd like to make a motion to block resolutions 356, 357, and 358. Legislator Levine?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Any discussion or questions?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Under Sheriff Mullins, is this the first time the Kingston School District has a security officer?
No, it's not.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions? So can I get a motion to adopt the block resolutions? Would you say Clinton, Cullen? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Our last resolution. It's resolution 359, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for participation in the Crimes Against Revenue Program, Ulster County District Attorney.
So CARP is our Crimes Against Revenue Programs grant. We get money from Division of Criminal Justice Services to prosecute and aid in the prosecution of these crimes. These are your welfare frauds, your filing a false instrument, the cases that come through DSS. DSS has investigators that are part of the office as well. Our office has a dedicated investigator to the CARP program. I actually was the prosecutor for a time dedicated to this program, so it offsets salaries. We have to do mandatory reporting on those crimes. Generally, what we have been doing is in prosecuting those crimes, it eliminates the need to have an administrative hearing on the DSS side. So it's a place that we can kind of consolidate the action and get a good result. What ends up generally happening as we prosecute the cases, the people that were committing fraud against programs like SNAP, HEAP, all of these programs will get disqualified from those programs and be required to pay back the amount of the theft. And this is a continuing program. My personal sense is it may change for next year, but for right now, we are still being provided that funding. And this is every year, this contract.
Questions?
Is this only for recipients, or can store owners be prosecuted as well for fraudulent?
Absolutely. So okay. We do... you know, for store owners that aren't paying taxes, that would fall. We work with the State Department of Taxation and Finance here and Office of Temporary Assistance and Disability, which are essentially passing through their funds to, you know, the county. But that would fall under CARP. Yeah, no problem.
Any other questions or discussion?
I'll make the motion to adopt.
Motion. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. That is it for resolutions. And at this time, I'm going to pass this over to Saj Ahmed. I think she wanted to say a couple words.
Yeah, I prepared something, then unprepared it. And what I like to do when I make remarks is look around the room. It's not often that I can look around a room and say confidently that I've worked on something with every single person in the room, but I can say that here, and that's really special. Tomorrow will be my last day in the office working for the county. I started just shy of 7 years ago. I came to this building. I didn't even fully know what I was applying for. I walked in the door. Mike Kine was a county executive, so we're talking 4 county executives ago, if we're counting acting county execs. And they said, we don't have any attorney positions open, but we have this position at UCAT. It's the deputy director. And I was 3 months postpartum, and I said, okay, I need health insurance. Otherwise, I can't go to my next well baby visit. Fast forward to 7 years later, at UCAT, I learned so much about this county. The director I originally worked for encouraged me to travel every single route on the buses, which I did after, you know, my morning session with my infant. And I would get on the bus. I went up to Pine Hill. I went down to Sean Gum and all the places in between. And there are so many places that are not yet served by public transit. And I know that that's an overarching goal of the county executive, and it always has been. And it will take a long time, but it's always being worked on. And I'm proud of the work I did at UCAT, which was always tied to collaboration. It was through UCAT I met everyone in the planning department, everyone in the budget office, and everywhere in between. And I'm so thankful for them. And at the time, I was advised that there were two really talented people in the finance office that both had young kids, and one of them was Jamie Capuano, who then went on to SUNY Ulster, so I didn't get that opportunity. But I felt it felt good knowing that people were experiencing the same challenges with parenting that I was in holding a job. So, you know, a lot of these remarks are going to be about things coming full circle. So at the end of my time with the county, it was really wonderful to work with Jamie. We got through a lot of challenging moments for the DA's office. And what I have to say about her is in our first meeting, she came, she met with us, and it was really the first time that I had a deputy that was just involved from the first day. So thank you to Jamie. I see Everett Erickson here. He was someone I worked with during the COVID-19 pandemic on the Emergency Operations Center. We developed this great rapport, and I learned so much about emergency management, which was really helpful in the work that I did at the DA's office. So I wish him all the best. It's nice to see the 911 center actually breaking ground. These are projects that were just in their infant stages when I started. To the personnel from the sheriff's office, obviously, Under Sheriff Mullins and Lieutenant Reynolds, that's where my office was when I started with the DA's office. I remember someone from DPW saying, oh, you went from your beautiful office in UCAT to the law enforcement center. And when I mentioned my beautiful office in UCAT, it is one of the most beautiful offices in the county. And that is where I met Val Naparado through the CISM team, because they were doing a critical incident management for our team when they suffered a huge loss kind of at the end of my time at UCAT. That's only one of her hats. As a director of probation, her officers are so incredible. It is really difficult work to work with probationers, and we got to work together also in the past few months, and I just want to say thank you to all of our legislators and all of our legislative staff, Lizvette and Tyron first. Thank you for everything you do. There were times when I would go back and forth with you. I didn't get you know, whatever document I needed to, and I want to say sorry. But it's been a pleasure. I just explained to our summer interns, we didn't used to have video for these meetings when I started, and now we do. And it's really just been, you know, the work of government is slow, but I have seen these drastic shifts. To our legislators that are on this committee, I think my first appearance at this committee, I started crying, and I... So it's nice to be at a place where I feel I can laugh with all of you, come to you with things, and we have made so much progress. We are moving into a new building. We have our first big intern class. We're standing up community, you know, projects, and that's all a testament to all of the people in this room that have bought into this DA's office that is not without its share of difficulties in this moment, but we have a really great dedicated staff. It's really hard for me to say goodbye. I don't want to, but I know that this is a good step for me, and you know, I am really excited for the next chapter, but I know it's just building on all the work that I did with you all. I have a special note for Chair Hansett. We come from very different sides of the political aisle, but we have accomplished so much, and that is really the fact that she's always willing to meet you, communicate, and take the stance that this needs to get done as soon as possible. And I want to carry that spirit with me in whatever I do. I learned so much from her. And to bring it full circle, my first office, which I talked about, which was, I think it is an oval shape, the UCAT office, and it's located, when they gave me my work location, it was One Danny Circle, and I learned later that that was named after her father. So one of the reasons that I am departing is to spend a little bit more time with my family. I know that's a calculation and a sacrifice that everyone in this room makes, and I don't take it lightly, because, you know, the work of government requires every single person in this room to come together, meet the challenge, and figure out a way that we can deliver for our constituents. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope we don't meet again in my capacity in my new role, but I have no doubt that I will see a lot of you going forward.
And I just want to personally thank you on behalf of our committee, on behalf of the legislature, for all your years of dedication. And good for you that you're going to spend a little more time with your family, especially over the summer, because they do grow too fast. And I know whatever the future holds for you in Albany or wherever that will remotely, whatever it is, you will do well. And thank you for your service to the county. We wish you nothing but well. Okay. Any new business? Can we get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Second? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion adjourned. Have a good evening. Thank you.